What is up, everybody? It's right now where we're doing a podcast. We're doing a thing. I'm hoping that it's picking up the sound from my mouth in the microphone right next to my face rather than the one on my phone. So this is a thing that's happening that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing just a little race preview for tomorrow's Azerbaijan Grand Prix. We're going to be running through the grid, seeing who we think has sort of the best chance to make a big statement, see what we think a big surprise is going to be, what a big disappointment's going to be, and then tomorrow, post-race, we're going to be talking about what happened and what transpired in said race. So let's get right into it. Alright, so running through the top 10 from qualifying, in first place we have in his third consecutive pole position of the 2018 season, we've got Sebastian Vettel in his Ferrari, you know, grazie ragazzi-ing all over the track. He set a 141.4, which was 0.2 faster than our second place driver in qualifying, which is the Mercedes of Lewis Hammer Hamilton. He's having a bit of a lot of struggles in qualifying this year. He hasn't set a pole position yet, and actually, don't quote me on that. Actually, has he set a pole position? Oh goodness, I am not prepared. let's see. Let's go to 2017 Australia. Okay, he set one pole in Australia, that's right, and then Sebastian Vettel came back and then did the whole thing. So, but Hamilton hasn't been on pole since the first race of the season, so that is not good for him. And coming in third place is the other silver arrow of Valtteri Bottas. Great, good for him. He is 0.4 behind Sebastian Vettel, and that is not looking good for Mercedes, but it is nice for me to see Mercedes having to take the fight to Ferrari rather than the other way around. I feel like that's a nice welcome change to the sport. And then in fourth place, we've got the race winner from the previous weekend, the smiling assassin, Daniel Ricciardo. Solid lap from him. I felt like Red Bull was just sort of, they were just sort of there. They did well. Good for them. Both drivers in the top five. Good stuff. And because both of them are in the top five, that means we have Kimi Raikkonen in sixth place. It was a shocker of a lap for him. He had a fantastic first and second sector on his final qualifying three lap, and just on that last turn, 16, that last turn, he just sort of got a snap of oversteer and drifted the car around the corner, which compromised his lap and put him into sixth place. Coming in 7th, we've got the Force India of Esteban Ocon. Good thing for them to see them actually fighting in the top 10, getting both cars into Q3, because we have Sergio Perez, also a Force India, in 8th place. Hülkenberg with his 5-race grid penalty in 9th. And rounding out the top 10, we've got Carlos Sainz in his Renault, rounding out the top 10 for the race. And then, looking down the rest of the grid, actually a very nice welcome change to the Williams team, my personal favorite team. Unfortunately, not a great season start to the season so far, but they got both drivers into Q2. Lance Stroll almost made it into Q3, but Sainz just had a beautiful lap in his last lap of Q2, which put him into P10, but Lance Stroll comes in at P11, and Sergei Sorokin in 12th, the Williams' two best qualifying finishes of the season. Really looking strong for them. I'm really happy to see that. Unfortunately, we have Fernando Alonso in his McLaren Renault down in P13. It's just pretty evident that the McLaren Renault is just not a qualifying car, and it's more of a race car. Hopefully they can iron those kinks out, because in the race it is quite a quick car, and it'd be nice to see them start to challenge for some spots in Q3. And then an absolute beautiful lap done by Charles Leclerc in 14th place. What an absolute... This kid is going places in this sport. Gets his Sauber Ferrari into Q2. Just fantastic stuff to see from him, and he has a great future in the sport. Kevin Magnussen coming in at P15, our last driver into Q2 in his Haas. Unfortunate to see Haas struggling again this weekend. We have Kevin Magnussen only getting to Q2. And, of course, we saw that Romain Grosjean didn't even finish his outlap in Q1. Going down to farther down the order here, we have Stoffel Vandoorne, Stoffel the Waffle, and his McLaren just barely not being able to get out of Q1. Behind him, we have Pierre Gasly and his Toro Rosso. I think this is just going to be how it's going to be for Toro Rosso this season. They just don't seem to have a consistently strong car, aside from Bahrain, of course. But yeah, and of course we saw the almost horrifying collision with Gasly and Hartley. That is not going to go well for the two of them. And then down in 18th place, we have the other Sauber of Marcus Ericsson. Unfortunate to see that he's that far down the grid since Charles was able to get up so high, but it's good to see Charles being able to actually beat his teammate. Then down in 19th place, we have Brendan Hartley. Had a puncture in Q1, had to forfeit his lap. He had a 1:57, which was like 5 seconds off, well, 12 seconds off the next Marcus Ericsson. And then we have Romain Grosjean with his DNF from the session. So that rounds out the entire grid. Alright, so it's time to get into some of my personal race predictions for the race tomorrow. It's happening, I think, at like 8 o'clock in the morning for anybody living in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. But my prediction, my hope, is that Sebastian Vettel continues his utter dominance in this season and gets his, what would that be, fourth win of the season? Third win of the season. That'll be his third win of the season. I'd like to see that. Personally, I just want to see the Mercedes struggle. I can say this right now, for the long-term, possible long-term viewership of this podcast, I am very anti-Mercedes. Not a huge fan of them. Never have been, never will be. I think their car is quite hideous. I do not like Lewis Hamilton that much. I can see why he's a good racing driver, but I think they've had their time, and it's about time that Ferrari has stepped up and really took the fight to Mercedes and is forcing Mercedes to actually chase the prancing horses. So I'm thinking it's going to be Sebastian Vettel winning this race. To round off the podium, honestly, I'm hoping that maybe Ricciardo can have another shocking surprise here, maybe getting into P3. And then let's just put Lewis Hamilton in second. I'm not sure Bottas is going to be able to hold that third place. We'll have to see. But he's shown a lack of aggression this season that he might not be able to deal with Ricciardo. Like I said, we'll have to see. As for our first retirement of the race, honestly, let's just go with it. Romain Grosjean, the man just has the luck of... He has no luck. It's ridiculous. I'm going to go with Romain Grosjean to be the first DNF. And honestly, as a welcome surprise for the race, I'm hoping Charles Leclerc will be able to build on his fantastic qualifying session and maybe push for some points. That'd be nice to see. Maybe if we get a couple safety cars like we did last year in last year's race, maybe we can see a nice little shake-up in the order. And that should be good. I think for our disappointment of this race, we might be seeing a big disappointment from Kimi. As much as I love the guy, we'll have to see how he does from sixth place. It's going to be hard to tell, but hopefully he can muster something up there. For a very sad segment on this episode of the podcast, we are going to be predicting who will be the first to smash into the wall at the very narrow castle section of the circuit. And for that, I honestly don't know. I really don't. It's something that just happens. And if it does, it does. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't. But to whoever it does happen to, I just hope that it wasn't a brake failure. Because it's going to be Romain Grosjean. As we previously said, our first DNF is going to be Romain. It's going to be the Romain. It's going to happen. Sorry, Romain. I'm calling it. So that is just about going to do it for our 2018 Azerbaijan Grand Prix preview. I hope you guys enjoyed this first podcast. I know it doesn't really make any sense to start a segment or a series like this, like four races into a season, but I had this idea. Hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys got something out of it, and I hope that you guys enjoy the race tomorrow if you will be watching it, and I will see you next time for the race recap of the 2018 Azerbaijan Grand Prix.